They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans at all of college football. No question on mine. I've coached here three times, and I've been here to do television four times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, and it's like you got power.
Lifts it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you, and once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
The snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30, eludes the tackler, 35, Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, he's going to go, holy cow, touchdown Tommy Frazier!
I wish everybody had the, you know, the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Frost to the middle.
Doesn't get any better than it is here.
Oh, Dan Trotz escapes. And on the first down. Wow. Oh, Dan, look at this.
Jeez.
Oh, no, he could go.
Wow. Amazing.
See you later. That may be one of those unreal runs I have ever seen.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here, and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stoops. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out.
Yeah!
40! Eric Crouch, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Have some fun and play with Haskell. The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there, underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on
there.
Its way, and the kick is good. School record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
And you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath your chin for four corners and get out to somebody's house.
Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down, intercepted at Damakatsu. Sue to the 20, 15, touchdown Sue. And Damakatsu's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat. Zach Potter, how about that for Ndamukong Suh? Oh,
the stadium is blowing up.
And
and good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Is it Friday already? Or is it Friday already? We're glad to have you along with us. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the number to know for today's program, as it is every day. 888-455-3776. The Dent Popper inbox for all of your emails, which are already flooding in. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and if you went to Morningside. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the show today, it's our Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em. Nobody's beaten us. Nobody's beaten me yet in our college football selections. You'll get another chance to do so today. One lucky listener will get that chance to battle us today on the Pigskin Pick'em. Daddy will have his college and NFL selections. We'll talk high school football with Greg Iverson, the head coach over at Silver Lake, as they try to stay unbeaten tonight. And Terry Douglas from the Grand Island Independent is going to join us as well. But on this Friday, of course, all the talk starts with Matt Holliday dropping the line drive in the outfield to crush, to make every fan in St. Louis this morning. I don't know. I don't know what the Rams stink. The college football's apparently not going the way they want it to, from what I hear. And then your Cardinals, who should be coming home 1-1 with all the momentum, blow it. And again, you feel for Matt Holliday, because let's face it, it was still 2-out, 1-on, 1-run lead. You should have been able to get out of there. But no, the Dodgers come all the way back, down 1, 2-out, nobody on, and they win it 3-2. So game 3 of that series is tomorrow night in St. Louis. Also, the Colorado Rockies and Phillies travel day today. They are even at a game apiece, 5-4 for the Rockies. They will play tomorrow. They've already talked so much about this at Coors Field. Temperatures will be right around 30 degrees, and we will have just a possibility of some snow in the forecast tomorrow. And then it's supposed to get real nice the next 2 days. They're already talking, why don't they just move the game? Why don't they just take the day off, don't even mess with the horrible weather, the chance that it's going to be postponed anyway, and just play Sunday and Monday? You know why? It would make sense. That's why we don't do it in Major League Baseball. And Torrey Hunter, a 3-run, 5th-inning home run. The Angels go on to crush Boston. I can't even see this being a series. 5-0. Finally got one right. And the Yankees and Twins will play game 2 today in New York because they needed to rest yesterday. So that's what's going on in baseball. You'll be able to hear tonight's baseball doubleheader on ESPN 1550. We will have it on ESPN 1550, high school football on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic is at North Platte on 1230 KHAS. The Battle of Hastings as Adams Central takes on Hastings High. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, St. Paul is at Donovan Trumbull. And on 98.9 FM, Classic Hits, Wood River will be at Minden. That's the lineup tonight. All the pregames at 6:30, kickoff at 7. And the games, of course, can be heard on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. The 21st-ranked UNK football team will be on the road tomorrow, taking on a team that hasn't won a game all year long in New Mexico Highlands. That's at 2 o'clock on the Altitude Network. Also tomorrow, 16th-ranked Hastings college football team will be hosting 5th-ranked Morningside. Volleyball, Derek, is going on this weekend as well.
Nobody cares. They don't want to talk about this.
Well, you don't care about what happened last night, so I'm moving on to what evidently you must care about. And then we're going to talk about something else. Volleyball tonight, UNK on the road at Highlands. Tomorrow, Western New Mexico. Hastings is home against Dort and Northwestern of Iowa.
Where's Dana play?
Tri-City Storm, home tonight and tomorrow. It's the home opener. They take on Dana. Your chance to see Luke McManus, who was traded earlier this week.
New defenseman coming in, playing his old team right away in the Indiana.
I can't wait for that. And the number one volleyball team in D2, Clay Center, got beat last night. Also, one final note. I think this will cover all the sports for the day. UNK soccer fell to Adams State yesterday by a score of 3-1. Plus, softball districts continue today. Kearney High is still involved. Coming back, we've got some emails. We're going to see what else is going on this weekend. So stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be right back.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
Save up to 50% off your heating costs with the original SunHeat electronic zone heating systems. SunHeat is safe, comfortable, soft heat for any area of your home. No other portable zone heater puts out more heat, period. SunHeat can heat up to 1,000 square feet. It cannot start a fire and has the appearance of fine furniture. Cut your heating costs up to 50% with the original SunHeat electronic zone heating system. For more information, call toll-free 877-GO-SUNHEAT or go to sunheat.com.
For those who want to stay fit, outdoors during this time of year can be tough. So come indoors at your Grand Island YMCA. I'm Thor Larson, Executive Director, inviting you inside where you can enjoy our swimming pool, walking track, sauna, and hot tub at our downtown location. And now we have our new location at Highway 281 and Capitol Avenue. Open 5 a.m. to midnight every day with cardio equipment, circuit, free weights, plus a tanning booth. We're your Grand Island YMCA, where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This Saturday, it's a battle between Big Ten rivals when Wisconsin travels to the Horseshoe to take on Ohio State. Hi, this is John Todges of Westwood One. Join Heisman Trophy winner Eddie George and me for all the action. Can the Buckeyes' stingy defense slow down the Badgers, or will the men from Madison leave Columbus with a big road win? Tune in to find out. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
College football, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Saturday at 2 on ESPN Radio.
Burgie passes up to Jaden Schwartz. Shot scores! Bottom right circle shot. Save Chivak. Rebound shot. Great save again by Chivak. There's the pump down low. And one shot scores! Radoslav Ilo!
Listen to select games all season long as the young Storm matures into the postseason. And Skip Berry has the call on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Saturday night, the Storm's newly acquired defenseman Luke McManus faces his old team, the Indiana Ice. The Storm, the Ice, the Radio. Saturday night, Classic Hits 98.9 brings you the Tri-City Storm for over half of the regular season and all of the postseason games. Log on to KKPR.com for a downloadable broadcast schedule. The Tri-City Storm on 98.9 FM. Classic Hits, KKPR.com. Pre-game at 6:50 Saturday night.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop across the area today with highs around 53. Wednesday, variable at 5 to 10. Tonight, the skies turn cloudy. We'll see a chance for some light snow late. Could see up to an inch in spots by Saturday morning with a low at 24. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday. Nebraska 27, Missouri 12, but I'm going to tell you right now, as I look at my emails, I am disappointed in Husker fan for not believing last night, not believing that the Big Red had a chance to win that football game. I want to know, Tony, what you thought of the football game overall. Should we be happy today? Should we be disgusted today? Should we just continue the wait-and-see approach? What should Husker fan be feeling today?
Well, I think you got to be really happy. You got a road win over a top 25 team. That's what you set out to do. You got to be ecstatic that you improved a 4-1 on the season. You got to be happy for your defense, including the defensive backs that were all over receivers, all over the field. Probably some of the best defense that Nebraska has seen since Bo Pelini's got here. Not only the front line that everybody's talking about, but the defensive backs were all over the receivers. I think you've got to be really happy about those things. Then you've got obvious concerns out there that start with your offensive coordinator, with what the hell he was doing for three quarters last night. We threw zero passes between the hash marks last night in three quarters. Zero passes. They had eight guys in the box. Apparently nobody's open downfield, and Lord knows Zach Lee wouldn't have hit him if they were open, because he was pathetic for three quarters. He was abysmally gone for three quarters. we got to play three more road games. That's a huge concern if you're a Husker fan.
I want to hit a couple of emails, and Terry Douglas from the Grand Island Independent is going to get to us here. Joe chimes into the Dent Popper inbox. Was it just me, or did the Husker offense remind you of Bruce Willis in the movie Unbreakable? Okay, I didn't see the movie Unbreakable, but if you did, their only weakness was water. The black shirts are back. Go Big Red. Joe in Kearney. Ken, our Irish fan, Ken, I must confess, the biblical phrase, O ye of little faith, certainly applies to me. I was so frustrated with the Nebraska offense last night that I turned the game off at half and went to bed. It got so bad that I actually was beginning to believe that H-Man was right about Watson. Now that is bad. And as I go to the next page, here's an email from H-Man from Riverdale. But we will get to that in a little bit. H-Man nearly nailed the score right on the nose, and many of his prognostications were eerily true. Terry Douglas, en route back from Columbia. Is the sun out this morning, Terry?
It's a beautiful, sunshiny day here as we approach the Nebraska border today.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's got to be good to get out of the CAP and see what's going on here at the University of Nebraska with a win last night. I will ask you, Terry, the same question I just asked Tony. How should Nebraska fan feel this morning? Encouraged, discouraged, or are we still in a wait-and-see mode?
Probably leaning towards the wait and see, but encouraged by this one thing. And as Bo Pelini said last night in his post-game press conference, and I believe he said this on ESPN as well, you know, this was a game that would have been so easy for them to be frustrated, to give up, and just totally, you know, roll over and let Missouri blow them out in the fourth quarter. Yet somehow they just kind of kept hacking away and finally found a little bit of magic. And so I think that the value of that, even though it was ugly for three quarters and not a lot to like, the value of being able to somehow find a way to win this game, it's hard to put a price on that. And I think that could definitely have a carryover effect.
Well, and that takes me to my next email. Roll over and play dead. What's wrong with that? Signed Billy C. and Kevin C. So I don't know where that email came from, Tony.
Terry, how close was the leash on Zach Lee from being pulled?
Very close from what I understand. I heard some other media folks talking last night before the coaches came out that Cody Green was actually warming up. When Bo was asked about the situation, he said, you always think about making a change, but then he thought, no. Sean Watson said that he was actually thinking about just having Lee maybe watch a series or two from the sideline to get a different perspective, just to take him out, kind of showing some things from the side, and then possibly put him back in. But then Watson said, you know, he thought to himself, nah, I just got too much faith in this kid. I'm going to hang with him, and he was rewarded for that.
Well, yeah, why would we waste two series by whatever. Let's ask about Roy Helu. I'm already, again, the chat boards or whatever, saying something that might be wrong with his shoulder. He obviously was not 100% for whatever the reason was last night. What are you hearing about Roy Helu?
Right. I haven't really heard anything officially. Difficult to tell. As I'm sure everyone saw, looked like he might have hurt his shoulder on the 41-yard run right before the score. He actually signaled, I believe, to come out of the game, then stayed in the game, scored the touchdown, and then as people came over to, you know, congratulate him, was basically holding his arm down like he was in an invisible sling. Now, after the game, I believe he was over in the FCA prayer huddle, and he was walking off the field. Didn't really show any signs of being injured, but he was not celebrating or, you know, smiling or talking to anybody. It was hard to tell if he didn't feel good, if he was sick or injured or a combination of both. So it'll be a wait and see on that shoulder deal or whatever the injury is.
Terry, talk a little bit from your perspective about the defense. Up front seemed to get it done with four guys, seemed to be all night long.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you could see that even when Missouri had the lead and 2-0, 9-0, that you could see up front that Nebraska was kind of taking the fight to Missouri's offensive line. And we got the opportunity to, on the way back here, listen to some sports talk out of Kansas City, and they are just absolutely going wild about Adomican Sue. And as good a player as he is, you know, with us seeing him every week, you know, I think it's probably, you know, easy for us to take for granted a little bit just how good he is. And, you know, the guys are just talking about how a defensive tackle who they knew was a good player could possibly be, you know, a top draft pick, top one, two, or three pick in the NFL draft, and just simply dominated that game from the defensive tackle position. And as Bo said last night, it wasn't just him. I mean, Sue was obviously getting a lot of good, but you also had Crick and Pierre Allen, Cameron Meredith, a lot of guys in there putting some heat. And the fact that they only had to use four guys to get heat on Gabbert was very key in the situation, especially with it being difficult to pass.
Now, I can't take credit for this. This is a buddy of mine came up with this morning. With no front runner, Terry, right now for the Heisman Trophy, is it way too premature to say that Sue would be one of the people you'd have to mention for that award?
You know, I would automatically, or usually just automatically dismiss any defensive player. But the thing that happens, that was an ESPN game last night. You had some ESPN types who got to see Sue and see him, you know, kind of play at his best. And if that ESPN media machine gets behind a player, we saw this, I believe it was at 1997 with Charles Woodson at Michigan. Yeah. You know, they can have a major impact on the perception of the Heisman race and voters out there. So, you know, with some of the top flight quarterbacks, you know, getting injured as far as, you know, Tebow, we don't know his situation, Sam Bradford, you know, that opens up a little bit. And, I mean, it's not the weirdest thing in the world if he continues to play like he is, for him to all of a sudden become this kind of unusual, sexy pick that the national media gets behind.
And you know what? Terry Douglas from the Grand Island Independent joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. That was the start of all of this hype, not just for Heismans, but for, I think, web pages, and it turned into blogging and things like that, because ESPN single-handedly got the Heisman Trophy for Charles Woodson, who didn't deserve it. But we'll see what happens.
I agree. Happens
with Ndamukong Suh. How bad were the conditions last night? I mean, we can see it on TV that it's raining the whole game. How much did that actually affect the play, especially of the quarterbacks? How much did you hear from the players last night after the game?
Yeah, it was miserable, just flat out miserable. I mean, the one saving grace was that it wasn't particularly windy, but, you know, for much of the game, we're talking big, heavy drops, you know, the kind that you're just out in it for a little bit and just absolutely soaks you. And you saw it on both sides. You saw passes being dropped. You saw, you know, fairly wide open passes being overthrown. The punt return men, talking to John Papusha, special teams coach for Nebraska, the punt return guys for Nebraska who had such difficulty, Niles Ball and Rex Burkhead, they were actually having trouble seeing the ball a little bit with it being up in the lights and so many raindrops. So it was a major factor on the game. But as Mo Pelini said, really probably both teams affected equally and equal playing field there. I don't think footing was an issue, but just hanging on to that football was tough.
Terry, going into the year, missing Peterson, missing Swift, you had those sure-handed receivers. Last night, Brian Kinney dropped a third-down conversion. We still haven't had those guys emerge, have we?
And there was a switch at wide receiver.
All three people came out new in the second half.
Yeah, they went different there, too. Just to point that out to Husker fans that maybe didn't realize, Niles Paul wasn't always in the football game. The top two guys weren't always in the football game.
No, exactly. Ted Gilmore, wide receivers coach, afterwards said he told the guys at halftime, he got his wide receiver group together, and he said, fellas, the plays are not being made out there. The guys who are the front liners are not getting it done. I'm just here to let you all know that the competition is open. And so he sent a direct message to all his players, and I think he kind of especially singled out Niles Paul, in fact, that if they weren't going to get it done, that other guys were going to get a shot in there. And Niles Paul said, you know, he really took that to heart. He understood what that meant. And at halftime, he didn't even know if he was getting back into the football game. So for him to get a second chance, certainly he was refocused when he went out there and made the most of it in the fourth quarter.
Terry Douglas from the Grand Island Independent joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show en route back from last night's Nebraska football game against Missouri. Penalties, dropped interceptions, as well as those dropped passes last night. Nebraska probably could have really put this game away early if they can hang on to some of those interception could-have-beens, I guess. But what about the penalties? It wasn't just Nebraska. I thought there were a lot of penalties. There were a lot of penalties that weren't penalties that were thrown on both teams last night.
Yeah, I think sloppy is just the thing. I mean, not just the weather, but I don't know if that contributed to all this, but just the way it was played, sloppy all the way around. And, you know, we talked about the defensive line of Nebraska being able to just dominate Missouri up front most of the time. You had a lot of situations where Missouri players were just simply having to tackle those guys in the middle, Sue and Crick, just practically having to tackle them to keep them from being right in Gabbard's face. So I think that certainly contributed to it. And just, you know, the overall conditions didn't help at all. It's just a sloppy game all the way around.
Yeah, Sue had at least one. Weatherspoon had a bad call go against him from Missouri. 12 penalties against Nebraska for 108 yards. 8 penalties against Missouri for 100. I mean, they were big time. A lot of holds on Missouri last night.
Ricky Henry, 30 yards in penalties again, just continues to do dumb things. Terry, will that be something that you think they'll address?
You know, and it has been a problem. You know, you think back to Virginia Tech game, and obviously it's really a lot easier to sweep these things under the rug when you come out a winner. But when you come out a loser because you killed yourself in a red zone drive because of penalties like that, and you lose by 1 point as they did against Virginia Tech, you know, those things loom large. And it seems to be something that just continues to follow Nebraska. You know, they say that they work on it. They stress the penalties, but it just has something that they have not been able to eliminate. You got to figure that in close games down the road, that's going to hurt.
Just a couple more things before we let you get out of here, Terry. Overall, I think Missouri played. If folks think Nebraska didn't play well, Missouri played worse.
Yeah, you know, I'd have to agree. I mean, I think Missouri was doing what it needed to do early, loading up the box. You know, making Nebraska try to throw. You know, Zach Lee, I know we've all kind of given this picture of a really confident guy, but I think it's safe to say that by the third quarter of that game that he has to have some lost confidence as far as performance on the road. But I think probably something that, you know, they talked about a little bit on the Sports Talk Radio in Kansas City was the play early on where Sue tackled Gabbard, and it was almost a Joe Theismann situation where it looked like he about broke his leg in half. He come out of that with kind of a bum ankle, and I'm not really sure that Gabbard was the same after that. I mean, as far as just being able to throw and come through on his throws, and then also taking him away a little bit as a running option. I think that was big. So I think that Missouri's offense was a little bit limited after that play.
And Terry, with so much talk, this is more of a personal beef that I had with the rugby kick. Did you hear anything about that? Alex Henry, the punts, kind of where he rolls out, kicks it. He got crushed, I think, the first time, which I think was a bad snap. But then they had a couple planned rollout rugby kicks and a couple that weren't. Did anybody say anything about that in the postgame?
Yeah, no, not really. I think that with the comeback and everything, that kind of got overshadowed. But, I think that is definitely something they're going to have to look at because, you know, obviously it worked out well for him in the Virginia Tech game where he evaded a block punt and was able to boom one down, you know, 70 yards to the other goal line. But I think maybe there's some situations where that's not needed. And one thing that is, there's a new rule in college football this year. They talked about it at Big 12 Media Days. When that punter goes outside of the tackle box to do that, he's free game. Any rules as far as roughing the punter no longer apply in that situation. So, you know, that's something that certainly needs to be thought about when you're doing that. You know, they can take a free shot at Alex Henry.
And he's a little guy.
Yeah.
He's a little guy.
Exactly. And that's, you know, somebody in Nebraska obviously doesn't want to lose.
Anybody check on long snapper Manny Ari's ass?
I don't know, but there was all a report that it was very red, let's put it that way, after the little conversation he had with Bo Pelini following that snap. So, you know, a tough situation being a young guy, you know, going on the road, and we talked about the ball and being able to get a hold of the ball. That's certainly not a job I would want.
Terry Douglas, Grand Island Independent, sports editor, now no longer sports editor. We will still use Terry from time to time because we love him, and congratulations to Bob Hamer over there. But TD, you're moving on. You've become the latest media guy to wisen up.
That's right. Following by following in the footsteps of Todd Gatula, I'll be working as a communications coordinator at the St. Francis Medical Center in Grand Island. So my boss there has been very good to me in letting me not have to quit sports writing cold turkey. But certainly the direction we're headed, a little more 8 to 5, a little more time at home with the wife and kids.
All right, TD, safe travels to you and the crew on the way back, and thanks for all your insight, as always.
All right, guys, always fun talking with you.
Terry Douglas from the Grand Island Independent, now into mainstream world, that 9-to-5 stuff. I don't know what that is. Dan in Roseland hits the Dent Popper inbox. I think Sue should be in the national discussions for the Heisman. The list is not that impressive thus far. He is this team. Oh, yeah, we lose without him. There's no doubt about it. We lose last night without him. You want to hear the H-Man from Riverdale email we go into break? Because we still going to talk a little high school football with Greg Iverson of Silver Lake. Daddy has his college and NFL selections. And, of course, one lucky caller gets a chance to take us on in Pigskin Pick'em. So, without further ado, H-Man from Riverdale, and I hope you were with us yesterday when his email, and he's been against Sean Watson the entire time. He nailed the score yesterday, missed it by a point or two. Let's not get carried away over last night's victory over Missouri. The facts are Nevada, Furman, Bowling Green, and Illinois all scored more points during the first three quarters against Missouri than Nebraska did. And we gained the least amount of yards than any of Missouri's opponents. Nebraska almost lost that game because the offense could not execute a bad game plan. Since when is Zach Lee an option quarterback? Watson's keen and penetrating game plan appeared not to take into account the possibility that it may be raining. Simply put, Watson needs to be replaced. He's totally inept, and the job is over his empty head. The defense played great and will be even better when the Pelinis can replace the Callahan-recruited defensive backs with players who actually can intercept balls thrown right to them. And just to remind all of you Stepford Tools, yesterday, H-Man predicted that Nebraska would dig deep, overcome Watson, and win the game 27-13. We did dig deep, and we did overcome Watson. H-Man apologizes for missing the score. Even I am not perfect. H-Man from Riverdale with his very concise and right on the number review of last night's football game.
Douglas, you asked me what I thought. You asked Terry what he thought, but we've never heard what's your take. What should Husker fan feel today?
Well, Husker fan should feel embarrassed for doubting Nebraska last night. I'm tired of that. I'm sick of it. I'm very tired of it. I was in a room last night with a lot of Husker fans, people calling for Cody Green. I mean, and again, you were one of them. I'm not saying right, wrong. I'm saying you can't just scrap everything, usually, in the middle of a game and just think that the magic – I mean, if you would have put Cody Green, you magically think Nebraska would have won the game?
I think that would have been a similar result.
I don't. You could not have put him in that situation. My goodness, what a situation to put him in for the first time. No. And that's not all. And I had my concerns, too. I mean, I'm observation, I think, was right. What's wrong with Helu? What's wrong with Roy? A lot of the play just looked very slow, especially when Missouri ran the football. It was like a junior high game. Hand it off up the middle. Everybody runs into each other, stands up, and falls over eventually, and they blow the whistle. I thought, the rain obviously slowed it down. All the penalty flags really slowed things down, and I think there probably were a lot of penalties. There were some that were not good on either side. I think that slowed it down. But Nebraska's ability, I mean, you just kept waiting for them to get the ball down the field. It seemed very hard for them to convert that first down. And yesterday, when we had Monty Kratzenstein on, when we had our special two-hour show yesterday afternoon from Cunningham's, thank Mike and all the gang there for all that, he said if Nebraska's got to go gimmicky on 3rd-and-2 early, you need to be concerned. And they did. I was not a big fan, and I guess I don't know. You got to get a little deeper into the coach's game plan. All of a sudden, we go shotgun the whole football game.
I don't know if they were worried about the exchange between, I mean, in the, I don't know. That was a concern. I
It seemed like it was going to work since the first play went very well.
Well, I think
second play not so much.
I just think these people going, what, you know, what a great pass from Lee to Paul, you know, the 56 yarder. You know what? He's a Division I quarterback. That to me is like saying, "Hey, Daddy, look, the guy on Kansas basketball team, look at, he can dunk it." 98% of people in Division I basketball can dunk it, Junior. I mean, he's a Division I quarterback. Paul is separated by 3 yards from that guy. I mean, the only Division I quarterback I know that couldn't have made that throw was Tony Romo.
You're really,
he'd have thrown it over his head.
You're really hung up on the downfield game. I mean, you've been mentioning this. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Where's it at?
You're very hung up on. Well,
they got 8 guys in the box. Something's got to be open.
What was one of the biggest concerns coming into the year? Having any wide receivers. Wow. And right now, outside of Niles Paul, I don't know if there's anything there. I guess we're going to have to find out. Before
I gotta go back. How many shots between the hash marks, 10 yards or longer, did we take in the first 3 quarters of the game? I will say we took 0 without watching a replay of the game.
I just
0 passes down the field. With 8 guys up there, somebody's got to be open. Now, Brian Kinney wouldn't be able to catch the ball. We need somebody to emerge as that playmaker that can catch the ball.
As Terry Douglas told us as we were just talking to him, once you can get on ESPN's radar for the Heisman, well, Bruce Feldman on his blog today already has Sue for Heisman up there. Talks about some flu problems. Is that Ohio State or Oklahoma State's got the flu? Or is it somebody else? But anyway, you can check out Bruce Feldman's blog at ESPN.com. I've seen this a couple of times, and Mike in St. Paul has actually shot it off to the show here. Has anyone brought up how eerily similar last night's game was to the Nebraska-Colorado 1990 game, which I was at? Crappy weather, home underdog leading 12-0 entering the final quarter before losing 27-12. Finally, we've got the shoe on the other foot. Go Huskers. I don't think it has any bearing on what's happening the rest of the season, but yeah, when Colorado scored 4 touchdowns in the rain in Lincoln in 1990, exact same final score. We need to take a break. Coming up, it's the Doug and Daddy Pick'em from Bruce Furniture. Greg Iverson's going to join us from Silver Lake. Daddy's college and the NFL selection as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man can get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
In today's job market, companies are cutting jobs. Is your job secure? Do you have the skills you need to keep your job? If you've lost your job, do you have the skills needed to get another?
Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor. Most jobs today require computer skills. I want to give you that edge so that you have the skills that you need to compete. Learn Vista, Excel, PowerPoint, even eBay. Over 60 lessons to choose from, and I'll send you any one of your choice absolutely free. It's a fact. Employees with the most computer skills have a better chance of keeping their jobs. And if you're looking for a job and you have the computer skills, you're more than likely to get hired. Don't take chances with your career. Let me help you take control. You have nothing to lose. Try my product.
Don't wait another second to get the computer skills you need. Call the Video Professor hotline right now and see how Video Professor can help you. We want you to succeed. Call 1-800-795-8130. 1-800-795-8130. That's 1-800-795-8130.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop across the area today with highs around 53. Wednesday, variable at 5 to 10. Tonight, the skies turn cloudy. We'll see a chance for some light snow late. Could see up to an inch in spots by Saturday morning with a low at 24. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
It's our favorite segment of the Friday show, Daddy's NFL and College Predictions. Then we're going to be joined by Greg Iverson from Silver Lake, talking a little high school football. Let's just get into them. Daddy, last week, not so good on the college, a little bit better on the pros. You were one game under 500 last week. Let's see what you can do this week, as you have got a bevy of football games to choose from. And it looks like you're going back to the old standby.
Well, the Washington State Cougars got the worst defense in the land. Arizona State, minus 21 points. Let's take Arizona State and give those points. Georgia Tech and Florida State, the last two Yellow Jacket games on the ACC on the road, 28-7. They've lost 33-17. They've lost. I know Bobby Bowden's under heat and the fire is getting hot under his little buns. I'm going to take Florida State at home. I'm going to give the field goal 2.5 points. I'll take Florida State at home. Florida at LSU. Death Valley. Can it get scarier than Death Valley?
You're actually going to pick the game of the week, huh?
Not. You know what? It's night. I know. It's scary. Gators on a 19-3 against the spread run. Gators are a better football team. I lay the 7.5 in this one. Whether Tebow plays, whether Tebow doesn't play, they've still got a 5-star genuine quarterback through 99 or some ungodly number of touchdowns from the time he was a 5th grader till the time he was a 7th grader or something, coming in to replace Tebow. Lay the 7.5 points. The last game I picked, Eastern Michigan at Central Michigan. Love the Central Michigan quarterback, Lefebvre, the mad Frenchman. They're laying 22 points. I think this will be a rout. Central Michigan should take care of business. In recapping, Arizona State, Florida, Central Michigan are my four college games of the week. In the pros, Dallas -9 at Kansas City. I'm going to take an underdog here because Dallas has beat, well, no one. They have not beat anyone. They're going on the road. Why would they be giving 9 points? I'm not sure Dallas can score 9 points, even against the Chiefs. Pittsburgh -10.5 at Detroit. This, very seldom can you do this in pro football. You got two mismatched teams here. Pittsburgh's better than Detroit. Stafford may be a little bit banged up. Doesn't help Detroit. Take Pittsburgh -10.5. Same philosophy, Vikings at the Rams. Favre? Who's the quarterback anymore for the Rams?
Bulger.
Exactly. Who's the quarterback for the Rams? Favre? Bulger. Favre? I'll take Favre. Mendes -10. Three pro games, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and the Minnesota Vikings.
Going out there, doing some different things, picking against your Cowboys, doing a MAC game, taking the big game on the schedule this week, Florida and LSU. Ohio State, Wisconsin is the game of the week here on ESPN Radio tomorrow. Then tomorrow night we've got baseball. We'll be bringing you game three of the Rockies and Phillies from a frigid Coors Field.
I'd like to think Wisconsin can make that a ball game, but just not sure they can. I think the teams are probably not, talent-wise, not all that close. I think Ohio State probably takes care of business in that one. It's tough to say, oh, you can give 17 points. I think it could be a 37-17, 37-20 right in there. I'm not going to pick one side or another, but I think it could be close to that spread. Doug, you go back to the touchdowns last night in the Nebraska game. Lee throws a strike down the middle, which I think a lot of Division I quarterbacks can make that throw. The second pass, I got to credit Niles Paul. If the ball's thrown into double coverage, the two defensive backs from Missouri converge and run into one another, basically knock each other out. Paul goes up, great, makes a very nice catch. And then the Helu run, the delay tight end across the middle, I guess four touchdowns there in that final quarter. The guy got held the whole way. The pass was floated. Probably got to get a little bit. I mean, in film, they're going to go, Zach got to fire that ball because I know he was the only one on the side of the field, but you get against some faster defenses, that could be a disastrous play. You hang the ball up in the air like that.
Plus, Nebraska covered and the game went under. Anyway, there you go. I think the Nebraska fans, not only were they ready to go to the bank and get their money to give it away, but they thought they were going to straight out lose that football game. So interesting to see how that all turned, and I'm glad the Huskers tacked on the last one there to make it look like a 27-12 in a
just
month
hope,
there.
I just hope we didn't do it at the expense of Roy's shoulder.
Well, if we did, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Burkhead's good, but there's nothing left behind that. You never know how things are going to pan out. It's another high school football Friday here in Nebraska. There were a handful of games last night, but tonight, Silver Lakes Mustangs try to go to 6-0 when they head south to take on the Flyers of Franklin, and we are pleased to be joined by the head coach at Silver Lake, Greg Iverson, who in our area had the biggest win of anybody last week, upsetting top-ranked Axtell. And Coach has been under the weather for quite a while and finally at least feeling well enough to chat with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, first off, congratulations not just last week but on the 5-0 start.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you, and I hope things go well again for you tonight. But let's start with last week. The numbers are not overwhelming. You've got a solid offense. You don't have a leading rusher in the state. You don't have a leading passer in the state. Your defense was able to create some turnovers last week. Just talk about how your team, first of all, can believe when you go against a number one and what the keys were last Friday night.
Well, pretty much the keys for us, you know, we just wanted to stick to what we were good at and stick to our game plan. You know, all year long we've relied on our running game to, you know, to pound the ball up the middle. And, you know, and then we, you know, rely on our defense to get a big stick every now and then to get a turnover. So, you know, we were sticking to what we were good at, and it managed to work out for us.
Were you surprised at how easily you were able to move the ball, though, against Axtell?
A little bit. Not, you know, I had some high hopes, I guess, but no, it was really good to see that we were able to, you know, isolate a few things. We saw some things on their defensive line that we were able to take advantage of. So it surprised a little bit, but not a lot.
Talk about Jared Rathke. He is kind of leading the way for your football team, at least when it comes to running the ball.
Yeah, Jared's doing a fantastic job. You know, he's a senior this year, a good track kid in the springtime, but no, he's doing a very good job of just getting his head in the hole and driving his legs pretty well to get some yards.
Greg, we talk about it on our games we do on Friday night, on the Friday night scoreboard show. Everybody thought it's been Axtell, it's been Overton in central Nebraska that road to Lincoln's went through. Does the road to Lincoln go through Silver Lake now?
I'd like to think so. You know, coming in as a new head coach this year, I was pretty impressed with the work ethic of our guys all summer long. And, you know, it's starting to show finally out on the football field. And we're showing people in the state now that, you know, that we are a pretty legitimate team.
Well, it doesn't always come down to this, but that Week 8 game, it looks like now it will be for the district title, Silver Lake and Giltner. And I know that's a little bit down the road, but you've got to take care of Franklin tonight, Coach. Let's start there. Talk about Franklin, because here's a team that the last few years they've turned it around and been able to do some good things.
Yeah, Franklin's a good team, no doubt about it. They're a big, pretty athletic team. They're pretty scary, to be honest. You know, they got some size advantage on us for sure. But you know, we're gonna take it like we have every other week. You know, we've had a good week of preparation, and we're just going to line up and see who the better team is.
Any chance the kids maybe lack a little focus after beating Axtell?
that was definitely a concern all week. You know, and we've stressed it all week. You know that we didn't work this hard or have come this far just to try, you know, letting down a week and losing a game in the middle of the season. So, you know, where it's always possible to let down after a big win like that, we've tried keeping them up as much as possible.
And, Coach, obviously we talked about the illness. How is it affecting the actual team? Because it's all over the place. Minden's really sick. You're just down the road.
Yeah. as far as our team goes, we're pretty lucky. We've already passed pretty much. Everybody's been sick already, so we're pretty much through it. I was about the last one to get it, so as of right now, none of the players have it, so we're doing okay.
Sounds like the coach is still a little rough. How are you doing?
I'll be okay. I haven't had my voice back since Friday night as all, so I feel pretty good today.
Well, Coach, we'll let you save a little bit of it. Bundle up. Have a great game tonight. Congratulations. We'll talk with you again real soon.
Hey, thanks, guys. Take care.
Greg Iverson, head football coach at Silver Lake High School. They are 5-0, ranked in all of the state's top tens, the highest in this morning's Huskerland prep, and they take on Franklin tonight. Daddy, the big game tomorrow now that the Huskers are done and UNK's out, Hastings College is at home. And, you know, more and more people are tailgating at the high school games. What do they need? No, brother.
Well, Travis Quality Meats waiting. Big T-Bone's waiting for you out front. The street's open in front. Easy access, both directions now. USDA certified Angus beef, quality steaks, fresh ground beef patties available, several sizes, plus sausage fresh out of the smokehouse, Italian, German. Oh, wait, there's a new one. Supreme pizza brats with mozzarella cheese already in them. Fresh what? Summer sausage and snack sticks. Oh, that's right. Supreme pizza brats with mozzarella cheese, plus the Green Mountain Grill. Maybe your grill broke down. Maybe you're looking for something before the fall starts. Well, we're in the middle of fall, actually. So maybe you're just looking for something before Christmas time. Talk to Carrie about the Green Mountain Grill. It's a new pellet grill. Ask Carrie about it. Fabulous. Perfect. T-Bone's waiting for you. Carrie's waiting for you. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend.
Well, you never know when we're going to get some new stuff in the Dent Popper inbox. Ryan chimes in, although it was a sloppy win, Husker fans need to feel good about it. There are a handful of teams out there that make a living on winning games like that. He cites Alabama and Virginia Tech. H-Man calling for Sean Watson's head after one game is plain ridiculous. It makes me want to evacuate my bowels. Well, Ryan, he's been calling for his head since the beginning of the year, since last year, actually. So just so you know, that is a bit of information. It is time for Doug and Daddy's Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em. If you have not went up against the tandem of Doug and Daddy, this is your chance at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We take caller 10. You win a $25 gift card to Bruce Furniture, Doug and Daddy t-shirt, and you'll also be getting a prize pack that could include items from Bullseye Sports Bar, Ramada Inn, Big O Tire, Benici Brothers Pizza, and a whole lot more. So call now. Caller 10, 888-455-3776.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man could get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Danny will be right back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Here's an IRS news release that even my beloved Buckeye fans need to hear. New law offers special tax breaks for small businesses. Act now and save. Talk about a response. People are starting small businesses, even working from home businesses. And many are using LegalZoom.com to incorporate. These new tax laws are that significant. And LegalZoom makes incorporating so easy and affordable. Even attorneys use them. Listen.
My name is Phil Tobolsky. I practice law here in New Jersey and decided to become a LegalZoom customer myself. Look, I'm an attorney. I could have filed my own LLC. I don't hesitate to tell clients that they can save money by doing their own common legal documents at LegalZoom.
Just like football fans are thinking about the next big game, think LegalZoom.com for business and personal legal documents. Incorporate now. Receive our corporate package with over 40 free legal business forms that save you thousands. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings, enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
Cold winter days and nights are only a few weeks away. Call Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney today to schedule a preseason furnace check. Fidelki's experienced technicians can spot potential problems before trouble and major expense occurs. See Fidelki Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent trained dealer in Kearney. Industry-leading sales and service for 30 years. Ask about special financing or a cash rebate on a new train system.
We don't cut corners. Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
As the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
It's an NFL tripleheader this Sunday on ESPN Radio.
This Sunday, the Cincinnati Bengals try to continue showing off their big play offense with Carson Palmer and his high-profile receivers as they head into the nest of the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens have been clicking on all cylinders as they head into this AFC North divisional battle. It's the NFL Game of the Week. Bengals at the Ravens right here this Sunday on the Sports USA Radio Network.
Bengals-Ravens at noon, Patriots-Broncos at 3:15, Colts-Titans at 7:30, NFL Football Sunday on ESPN Radio.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun develop across the area today with highs around 53. Wednesday, variable at 5 to 10. Tonight, the skies turn cloudy. We'll see a chance for some light snow late. Could see up to an inch in spots by Saturday morning with a low at 24. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Let's go! Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, boy. An eight-part television series documenting the rise and fall of quarterback Michael Vick will debut on the BET network next year. Tentatively titled the Michael Vick Project. And Heisman Trophy winner Sam Bradford will start at quarterback for Oklahoma tomorrow. A spokesman, Kenny Mossman, announced the decision in a Twitter post this morning. The news posted on the school's website. It's time for our Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em for the week. And let's go to Oxford. We catch up with Seth from Oxford. Seth, good morning.
Hi.
Ready to pick some college football with us, buddy?
Yeah.
All right, let's get after it. Our first game of the week is Purdue at Minnesota. Daddy, I'm going to go first. I am still disgusted at Purdue, who I was on until last week. Minnesota probably should have beat Wisconsin and didn't. I'm going to take Minnesota. Who do you got?
I've got the Golden Gophers as well.
Seth, who would you like, Purdue or Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Alabama at Mississippi. Big game this week. Seth, who do you like?
Bama.
Tony?
Yeah, I'm going to take Alabama. I don't like that road deal in the SEC, but I'll take Alabama.
I'm going to take Ole Miss. I'm going to take Ole Miss. For as bad as they were on opening night, it's just a gut feeling. Houston has to try and bounce back at Mississippi State. Daddy, who do you like?
I got to think Houston's going to score some points. I'm going to take the Cougars to right this ship. What were they ranked, 11th in all the land?
Yeah. Seth, what do you think?
Houston.
Going to go with Houston. Daddy, you went with Houston?
I went with Houston.
Oh, man.
You've been going against us and winning, so don't feel bad.
Does that just crush the spirit? I'm going to take Houston. Mississippi State's just not good. Arizona at Washington. I will take Daddy, who you going to take? I'm going to take Arizona because I forget. I'm taking Arizona. Who you got?
I'm going to take
Washington.
You going to take Washington, Seth?
Washington.
Daddy? I'll take the Fighting Sarkisians.
Georgia at Tennessee. Seth, who you like?
Georgia.
Daddy, Tennessee's actually favored in this game.
Really? I did not realize that.
I'm going to believe Vegas. I'm going to take Tennessee. Who do you got?
I just take Tennessee every week till Lane Kiffin proves me right.
Georgia Tech at Florida State. You took Florida State in your picks.
Yeah, that's who I'm going with.
I think they rise up and support Bobby Bowden. I'm going to take Florida State. How about you, Seth?
I'll take Florida State.
Auburn at Arkansas. Seth, who do you like?
Auburn.
Daddy?
This is the one to me that makes no sense. You look at the line, it says Auburn minus 2.5. Oh, they'll cover that. I say no, they won't. This is an Arkansas win at home, I think. Oh, pig suey.
I'm going to take Auburn because nobody believes in them. Let's go to Oregon at UCLA. Daddy?
I'm going to take Rick Neuheisel. I heard he played the guitar for the team this week. They all feel good about themselves.
I'm going to take Oregon. Seth?
Oregon.
And Michigan at Iowa. Daddy?
Well, because my friend Russ has been angry this week, I'm going to take Iowa.
Me too. Maybe that'll help him out. What do you think, Seth?
Home team, Iowa.
And finally, Florida is at LSU. Big game of the week. Daddy already selected Florida. Who do you like, Seth?
Florida.
Oh, people. Oh, people. Everybody's been saying this is their only chance to lose. If Tebow starts, Florida wins, I'm going to pick LSU. I don't know why. Tiebreaker game this week. Frank Solich's Ohio Bobcats are at Akron. I'm going to go with 51 points. Tony, what are you going to take?
I'm afraid I want Seth to pick first, Doug.
Seth, what do you want?
55.
Daddy?
I'll take 46.
Seth, thanks for hanging out with us, and best of luck. We'll see if you're the first one in for the Lazy Boy Recliners. Daddy, your final thoughts?
Doubt you will be, though, chump. Hey, we look forward to, you know what? I know we got to get rolling. We're way over time. My final thoughts of the day are, Nebraska football fan, I think keep it, we're 4-1. We're 4-1. That's where you want it to be.
We'll be okay.
Everything's going to be fine.
Texas Tech win. Iowa State win. Baylor win. That's the key about feeling better about last night. Beat Texas Tech on ABC. Have Ndamukong Suh have another great game. Be at the top of the Heisman race. Then you roll Iowa State. Then you go to Baylor and get a win. And then you can have visions in your head of beating Sam Bradford in Oklahoma.
He even talked about it on ESPN and mentioned Nebraska is one of those one-loss teams, finding a way with some stringing some wins together and getting back in that national championship picture. Now, I know that's a little far-fetched out there, but that's what they were talking about. Hey, got to thank Greg Arison, Silver Lake head football coach. They're off to a 5-0 start. They upset number one ranked Axtell last week. And we want to thank Terry Douglas from St. Francis Medical Center now. I think that's where Terry works now. Appreciate it, Terry from the Grand Island Independent, for getting his thoughts coming back from Columbia. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.